from his love for Mustafa, on whom be peace. In the forenoons, when his master, by Jewish fanaticism, used to flog him with a thorny branch under the sun of the Hejaz. And how at each blow the blood spurted from Bilal's body, and one escaped involuntarily, just as sobs escape involuntarily from others stricken with grief. Because he was full of the passion of love, there was no room for any care about relieving the pain of the thorns to enter. Like Pharaoh's magicians and Jirjis and others, innumerable and beyond computation.
Okay, you got it? Long story. Let's hear it.
Then Bilal was devoting his body to the thorns. His master was flogging him by way of correction, saying, "Why dost thou celebrate Ahmad? Wicked slave, thou disbelievest in my religion." He was beating him in the sun with thorns. He cried vauntingly, "One," till those cries of "One" reached the ears of the Siddiq who was passing in that neighborhood. His eyes became filled with tears and his heart with trouble. From that "One," he caught the scent of a loving friend. Afterwards, he saw him in private and admonished him, saying, "Keep thy belief hidden from the Jews. He knows secrets. Conceal thy desire." He said, "I repent before thee, O Prince."
Okay. The first session. He is the guy that is the slave of a Jew, but appreciates what? Ahad, not Ahmad. Ahad means unique. That only one. Okay. He is in love with that Ahad. And he will say, "Ahad, Ahad." The owner will beat him. Doesn't matter. Then the magic comes. Here, a wise guy will come and will say, "Listen, that's your master. You shouldn't do this because he will beat you to death." The guy will say, "Okay, sir, I obey your wishes because you are the big one, right? Okay." Next day.
Early next day, the Siddiq was going quickly in that district on account of some affair. He again heard "One" and blows inflicted by the thorns. Flames and sparks of fire were kindled in his heart. He admonished him once more, and once more he repented. Love came and consumed his repentance.
Aha! This is the repentance. Repentance is logical decision-making, right? I'm sorry. So, next morning, the guy, you know who the guy name is? Siddiq. Do you remember the meaning of it? Honest. The first guy after the Prophet is the honest one. The honest fellow was passing by, and here the guy is saying "Ahad, Ahad." Again, he called him and said, "Hey, listen, this is no good." He will say, "Okay, I obey you." But love will come and it's off its obedience because love is beyond the logic. Yes?
There was much repenting of this sort. At last he became quit of repentance and proclaimed and yielded up his body to tribulation, crying, "O Muhammad, O enemy of vows of repentance, O thou with whom my body and my veins are filled, how should there be room therein for repentance? Henceforth I will banish repentance from this heart. How should I repent of the life everlasting? Love is the all-subduer, and I am subdued by love. By love's bitterness, I have been made sweet as sugar.
Yeah, when it comes to these verses, you should remember, first of all, that it's not in English, and it's not really translated, because it's playing with the bizarre sides of the meaning of the words. In one word, it's eshq. Listen how many times it comes. Eshq qahar ast man maghur eshq chun shikar shirin shodam az shur eshq. What is that? I became like a sugar from the sweetness of love. Is there any meaning? No. Is emotion, something emotional happened when he arrived at the dead end and he said, I'm tired of taking the forgiveness and coming back. Don't forgive me. I don't care because I'm in love. When I'm in love, what does it matter? What? You tell me. Your judgment doesn't matter. Anyone's judgment doesn't matter. When I arrive there, even my judgment doesn't matter. Your judgment should matter to me. Nonsense. This is what love is. When it comes, everything should go out. Yes.
O fierce wind, before thee I am a straw. How can I know where I shall fall? Whether I am Bilal or the new moon, I am running on and following the course of thy sun. What has the moon to do with stoutness and thinness? She runs at the heels of the sun like a shadow.
Like a shadow. Shadow is not the sun, it's the bad fellow, right? But what is he doing? The shadow is following the sun, running for the light. When you look at me, who am I? No one. I'm like a feather or something in the wind, which is taking me somewhere. Do you remember? We used to call it destiny. Now we know that it's not that simple. We move, we are moved, and we face the different situations. He said, with all of this, I should care about the judgment of the people? No, because I know what I'm doing. Yes?
Anyone who offers to make a settlement with destiny is mocking at his own moustache. A straw in the face of the wind, and then a settlement, a resurrection, and then the resolve to act. In the hand of love, I am like a cat in a bag, now lifted high, and now flung low by love.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a cat in a bag in the hand of my beloved. So yes, the bag will go up and down, because the beloved is walking. What about me? This is the point, yes. What about me?
He is whirling me round his head. I have no rest, either below or aloft. The lovers have fallen into a fierce torrent. They have set their hearts on the ordinance of love.
That's the point. Everybody in this river that I'm looking at, everybody is swimming and trying to go somewhere. Some will succeed, some will fail. Me? I go with the river. Because I know at the end of the day, the river has brought me here. Yeah. I didn't start this. At the beginning, I didn't have even the thinking. Everything is given to me. So it's like that. Therefore, I go with it. Yes, let's enjoy it.
Like the millstone turning day and night in revolution and moaning incessantly, its turning is evidence for those who seek the river, lest anyone should say that the river is motionless. If thou seest not the hidden river, see the turning of the celestial water wheel.
Yeah, the water is running down there, and normally the people don't see it. But you will see this big stone turning round and working. Therefore, you could understand that river without seeing it. Because if you see only the stuff which is in front of your eyes, do you remember? The cow is like that. That's the animal. We understand the depth and width of life, not only length. Yes.
Since the heavens have no rest from him, thou, O heart, like a star, seek no rest. If thou lay hold of a branch, how should he let? Wherever thou makest an attachment, he will break it. If thou seest not the revolutionary action of the decree, look at the surging and whirling in the elements. For the whirling of the sticks and straws and foam are caused by the boiling of the noble sea. See the giddy wind howling. See the billows surging at his command. The sun and moon are two mill oxen going round and round and keeping watch. The stars likewise run from house to house and convey every good and evil fortune.
And so on, and so on. He started to explain what? That look around you. Watch the reality. You have a role to play in it. And it has a role to play with you and form you. You are a member of this. If you don't see the big movement, pay attention to the simple stuff. Everything is moving. Everything is working. We are going through something for something. And we have the vague idea about that something. Do you remember? We talked about it. All the animals, they cheat, they lie to survive. We are the first animal who had understood the meaning of honesty. That makes a hell of a difference. Because we have to connect, and the good connection is only based on honesty. Without cheating, no real connection. The people who are not honest, they are not connected. Somehow they are isolated. They see life, my problem, and me, and I should protect me. From what? Oh, from all these bad people around me. We'll stop it here. You will read the rest of the paragraph for the next time, inshallah.